When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Do you know that during the Six Nations rugby game in 2020, there were 754 alcohol promotion messages every 15 seconds? But now you might be analysing alcohol-related marketing at sports matches and might say, actually, there's been a lack of it. And there's references, though, to the 0.0 alcohol on the grass pitch that's been talked a little bit about, because there's been changes in the legislation surrounding sporting events and alcohol promotion. We're going to be talking about that with our next guest, and also giving advice to parents about chatting to young adults about the dangers and impacts of alcohol, especially coming up to the St. Patrick's Bank Holiday weekend. It's great to have with us Dr. Sheila Gilheaney, the CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland. Dr. Gilheaney, you might just remind us of the legislation that's introduced and the impact that it's having in terms of the advertising of alcohol around sports pitches.
Sure, and thanks very much for having me on. So the Alcohol Act, which was passed in 2018, has a number of different restrictions around alcohol advertising. So, for example, you can't have alcohol ads on public transport or on billboards, say within 200 metres of schools or youth activity playground, that kind of thing. But the most recent thing which came into play was in November 2021, which says that you can't have alcohol advertising on the field of play during a sporting match.
And has it made a difference? That's the big question, Sheila. Do you think it's making a difference in terms of, obviously, alcohol is still sold on the premises, but it's not just about that, it's what we're seeing on the TV and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so part of the act hasn't yet been introduced, which is about reducing the amount of ads that you would see on TV, like that shouldn't be shown before 9 p.m, for example, but that hasn't been introduced yet. So what we have is some moderate measures, and we know that there has been some research done on particularly around the public transport element of it. So researchers in the University of Stirling looked at this, and they were finding actually that even 2 years after that was implemented, that people, about 40% of people who were interviewed, actually said they did see alcohol ads on public transport. And you might be saying, well, how was that, you know, given that it's not meant to be there? And what we're actually really finding is that the industry have replaced their alcohol ads with advertisements for zero alcohol products, but they are using identical branding to the alcohol version. So what people are really recalling is seeing advertisements for alcohol.
Yeah, they see the pint of Guinness or the pint of beer or whatever it is, the bottle of beer. And it's, you know, we've been seeing alcohol advertising for so many years that obviously, whether it's conscious or subconscious, it's being registered as a message about alcohol.
It is, because they use identical branding, the colours, the font, everything, you know, really pulls it back to, you know, your memory, your understanding of that brand.
So what do you think should happen there then, Sheila? Should there be changes in that regard?
Yes, we do think so. Firstly, we would actually say that the legislation as it currently stands, we think covers zero alcohol products using identical branding, because it makes, if you look at the legislation, it does actually say that, if you're using, you know, anything at all like a brand, like a logo, that would remind you of the product that it is banned. But, the government haven't acted against that, even though we have brought this to their attention. And we would say that, well, if you're not actually going to, you know, enforce it as it is, then what's needed is a change directly in the legislation to specifically outlaw the marketing of zero alcohol products in areas that are restricted for alcohol advertising. Now, we're not saying you can't advertise them. We're just saying, you know, that you have to recognise that these are products coming from an alcohol brand and therefore should be subject to the same restriction. They're not products that are suitable for children. I suppose that's possibly the best way of thinking about it, you know. And if we recognise that, as indeed the industry would say they do, they, you know, then I think the same restrictions should apply.
In terms of just getting some advice from you, Sheila, ahead of the St. Patrick's Day bank holiday, it would be known as a time where there is a lot of overconsumption of alcohol. What advice do you have for parents who might want to talk to young adults in their house about the negative impacts?
I think, you know, it's always good to keep, you know, lines of communication open. Actually, on the Ask About Alcohol website from the HSE, there's a really, really good guide for parents, you know, for talking about alcohol. You know, talking about those different situations that people might find themselves in. You know, if you're going out for a night, you know, about being aware of, I suppose, a sense of your own self, that you don't have to do what everybody else is doing. But I think you need the support of parents to be able to, you know, just give you that confidence that would be there. And obviously parents' own behaviour is very important as well too, because people will look, you know, children do look to their parents. It doesn't even just about what you say. They copy what you do as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's our behaviour too that they're watching, of course.
Oh, yeah, absolutely it is. And I would say it's not only about, you know, a parent's own drinking, but we would also really advise that it's not a good idea to give children, you know, a sip of drink or a small drink. You know, sometimes people have this view that, oh, well, you know, maybe if I do that, that's actually, you know, somehow teaching a safer way of approaching alcohol.
Or that idea of better under my roof than in the field. Does that work?
No, definitely not. And there's very good research which actually shows that if you do introduce alcohol to children, that they are actually more likely to drink in other circumstances and indeed to drink more heavily.
Yeah, well, it's good to have that research, and thanks so much for your advice today. It's been great to have with us Dr. Sheila Gilheeny. She is the CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland. There's lots of great advice and information on their website, which is alcoholireland.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.